Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 30 through 35. I'll be asking that you will just follow me. I'll be reading out of the English Standard Version tonight. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
If you haven't found it, say, wait a minute. Gotcha. Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 30 through 35. Scripture reads this way. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Maybe soon. Permit me a quick moment as I talk from the thought of blessing from brokenness. A blessing from brokenness. A blessing from brokenness. What a year, right?
Yeah. What a year.
Sometimes up, sometimes down. A lot of good, some pain, whole lot involved. Having a conversation with a few of my friends, I said, in one breath, I wish I could just throw 2019 away. See, if we have not established this by now, we family, so I'm just telling y'all some stuff. And I'm going to say the stuff that some of y'all are afraid to say. And in one breath, I said, I throw the year away. And at the same time, I start thinking about the things God has done as well. And I had to say to myself, I can't throw it all away. So I struggle, Deacon Garden, I struggle with trying to rationalize and trying to understand. How is it possible to go through broken moments and still have hope? How is it possible to watch with your own eyes things happen that you can't deny, and on the other side of it still believe that there's hope? I was told this ain't supposed to be long, so I'm not going to be long, but I need to say this one more time. How is it possible to watch dreams, aspirations, hopes, joy, peace, contentment be crucified and still have to hold on, knowing that hope should come? So these two brothers who are walking on a road give us the imagery of what all of us at some point deal with. They're walking down the street, and as they're walking down this street, they're about a few miles outside of Jerusalem. They're walking probably with their heads down, probably with heavy hearts, probably with anger. Because they watched their Lord die. And I want you to look at Jesus just a little differently than you've ever looked at him before. Imagine being with somebody that gives you the very notion that life can be different, and it all go away. Imagine that people were not just looking at Jesus as a spiritual savior. Because remember, when they tried to exegete the text before Jesus ever came along, they thought that maybe he was going to be political. Maybe he would be a new king. And given the fact that they lived under an empire, maybe he might be the one to overthrow an unjust government. Imagine watching somebody who did things so differently that it gave people a new idea, revelation of who God really was. All of a sudden, to go back to having to deal with the same corrupt priest they dealt with. Imagine what it feels like when somebody comes along like that and all of a sudden everything is dashed. They ain't trying to hear about hope. They're not trying to hear about it'll get better.
I know you're right.
Mad. They're walking away. Jesus died. They saw it. They experienced it. They have not experienced the resurrection. They only know he's gone. And as they travel down the road, lamenting what they have witnessed, suddenly a stranger comes by. Looks at him and says, "Why the long faces?" And these are verses before, you know. I know y'all are good Bible scholars, but allow me to be contemporary. The stranger says, "Why the long faces?" And they look at this man and say, "Where you been? Don't you know what just happened? Jesus is dead. He's gone. Everything we hope for is gone." And then suddenly the stranger stops, hearing the anguish and the pain of these brothers, and said, "Man, that sounds painful, but weren't you told that these things should happen?" And all of a sudden the trip went from a trip of anguish and pain and anger to a Bible study. And in the midst of Bible study, no questions were asked, the stranger stood as lecturer and broke down not only the history of the people, but the revelation of what the Christ was supposed to be about. And then all of a sudden, they finally reach a fork in the road. And the stranger says, "Listen, brothers, I gotta go." And then they were starting to feel a little better. And they say, "You know what? Kind of late. Just stick around with us for a minute." Then suddenly a strange thing happened. They sat down. And for some reason, I don't know why, the brothers had some bread. Might have been for sandwiches, I don't know. And I guess they might have had some wine too. I mean, let's just be real about it for a minute. Y'all gonna be honest tonight. If you saw some things happen, you may do some things you would not normally do. But they sat down, and the stranger took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. And then suddenly, they saw Jesus. You see, a lot of times people say that brokenness is something that's supposed to hold you up. It is supposed to be something that makes you lament, and you're supposed to go through all the cycles of the anger and the hurt and the pain and all that kind of stuff. I am a proponent. Work through your feelings because you have to. You got to understand why you're going through what you're going through. Do not be super spiritual and deny the fact that every once in a while you have human reactions. But Jesus shows us too. In the breaking, something happens. Because until the breaking happens, they don't recognize that the Lord is with them the entire time. And when you and I are going through stuff, it is hard to recognize that God is still there, even in the midst of what we're going through, because we're preoccupied with what we feel. But it is not until the breaking that all of a sudden they finally see that everything they were lamenting, they didn't have to lament. Everything they were crying about, they didn't have to cry no more. Everything that they were worried about was right in front of their face. Church, in the midst of all the brokenness of 2019, there is still a blessing waiting. If you think that all the stuff that you have gone through in this year has nothing on the other side, you need to stop coming to church. Because after all this time where you have sat down and have listened to the word of God, have listened to preaching and teaching left and right, you think after all this that God is not going to still come through and pay off what he promised? The devil is a liar. You better understand that for everything you have gone through, for every moment that has hurt, for every moment where you have cried in your pillow, cried in the carpet, cried everywhere, for every moment where your heart has been broken, for every moment where you felt stressed, for every moment that you didn't know how you were going to make it, God still has a blessing on the other side. Maybe I'm preaching to myself, but I believe with all my heart there's got to be something to this. Jesus broke the bread. And when he broke the bread, three things came across. Our moment of brokenness unveils the following. Number one, a fresh revelation of the word of God. Can I say it now like I feel it? There's too many of us riding off of the same revelation for the last 30 years. And we have locked ourselves into an understanding of God that has been limited because we are unwilling to let God take us further. The brokenness you and I feel is not just a pain thing. It is a necessary thing so God can show you something new. You can't lean just on what you knew. You got to see God in a new way. You cannot limit yourself and limit God by saying, this is the only way it's going to happen. This is the only way it's going to go down. Jesus said, yeah, I'm perfect. Yeah, I'm from heaven, but I got to die. Yeah. And when he died, he said, in 3 days, I'll get up. I can do it like you want me to, but this is how it has to happen. And here we are on the road, worried about what we're going through, and we miss the fact that in this moment, God is trying to show you something new. Don't just tell me about how he healed you 20 years ago. Tell me about how he kept you today. Don't tell me about what he did in yesteryear. Tell me how he kept you in the last 10 minutes. Tell me about what you know about God right now. When he taught them, they felt a burning that they've never felt before. And it only came after the break. I'm moving on. Number two. Brokenness. Moment of brokenness unveils the need to reconnect with God's promise. Jesus taught them all the way up to the cross. These things had to happen, right? When the breaking took place, they saw who he was. Now watch this part.
Wow.
Then they said, didn't our hearts burn? When he opened the scripture to us. And then here's what happened. They ran back to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And here's what they said. They ran not to other people, but to the 11, the assembled. Connection. Let me say it a different way. They ran back to the church. They ran. Now I'm going to take you one more step. Don't miss it. The church was not four walls. I know I pastor the United Methodist Church, and I grew up in a good Baptist church, but guess what? I think we all agree that the church is a group of baptized believers. They ran back to the people that knew about the promise like this. So when you finally see Jesus for who he is now, that means that you ought to be compelled to get around some folk that are ready to see the fulfillment of his promise. I don't need to be around people that are constantly going through forlorn as if God ain't gonna show up. Baby, God still shows up. And even when you can't see him, God still shows up. Come in here, Gideon. What are you talking about? Here comes the angel of the Lord to a man that was hiding out because he was worried about people taking his stuff. And the angel of the Lord showed up and said, Gideon, mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. And in his mess, he said, I don't believe this. I don't believe the Lord's with me, and I know I'm not mighty. But the angel of the Lord stuck around until Gideon began to believe the report of heaven. No matter what you're going through, God will show up. It said by you until you believe what God's got to say. I think the Bible says it just a little bit differently, that he walks with you no matter what the situation, that there's nothing in this world that can separate you from the love of God. There is nothing in this world that God won't do. Lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. So because of that, I got to what? Connect. The promise ain't dead. The promise is not dead. You just got to see it differently on the other side of the brokenness. And one more thing, and I'm done. The last thing that's unveiled in the moment of brokenness is the freedom to live in God's promise.
Thank you.
The freedom to live in God's promise. Not around it. Not promise adjacent. Live in it. See, prove the point. They ran back to the assembly and said, "It's true."
Yes,
true. Yes.
And notice this. You ready? And after they said it's true, they stayed there. And they talked about everything that the Lord did with them. I know the camera's gonna go. I don't care. They came back. Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
That boy Jesus is a bad man. Don't you know that he found us on the road to a man? I don't even know where he came from. But he showed up. I was so messed up. My brain was everywhere. My heart was hurt. And somehow, he started picking the right scriptures and telling me the right stuff. And he reminded me that all this thing had to happen. And don't you know that I couldn't even see him because I was so much in my grief. But remember what he said when we all came around the last time? And he sat with us, he said, "Take this bread." That's what he said, right? He said he took the bread like he did, you know, a few days ago. And he took it, he broke it after he prayed over it. And he passed around. I wasn't sure, but it looked familiar. But I remember what he said. "This is my body." Come on, let's act like we know who Jesus is. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." We couldn't even get past the breaking of the bread, but I remember him saying, "Take this cup, because this is my covenant with you. You're taking part in the blood that I'm going to shed." And then he said something else. I think you know what he said. "Don't do it again. Wait. Do this as often until I return." Wait a minute. He said, "Do this as often." And then also, "until I return." Y'all gotta listen to what I just said. He said, do it as often until I return. Okay, prove it. They broke the bread. He came back. All right, I'm done now. Y'all need to learn how to shout off of a real communion service. Because even now, God has shown up again. He said, keep on doing it until I physically return. But in the meantime, until I show up, you better get the revelation that even in the midst of your brokenness, I still got something for you. Even in the midst of your pain, I'm still going to walk with you. I'm going to stand by your side. I'll never leave you. I won't forsake you. I got you. You're going to be all right. So, I'm done. What we got here? Bread. Wine. Broken. And placing covenant with you and I. I know it has been difficult. And all of us hurt. Nobody's hurt is more than anybody else's.
Would you say that again? Please let go.
But God sent me here to remind you. Look for the blessing through the brokenness. And the blessing is that Jesus is still here. Come on, somebody ought to shout. Because Jesus, our way maker, our heart fixer, our mind regulator, our Savior, is still here. I don't hope, but can we shout? Jesus is still. He still saves. He still redeems. He still keeps. He still holds. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He's willing to aid you. My God will. I said, my God will. Come on up here. I know it's late, but give a shout on Main Street. God will.